you don't have to stay here if you don't want.
Oh.
Unless we're entertaining.
You're welcome to.
No, they're ours now.
If you need a copy, you can ask staff tomorrow.
Yes.
So what'll happen is the board will enter, you'll get a notice of decision. The board will prepare written findings of fact. You may have noticed we voted on some findings of fact earlier tonight for a prior meeting. When those are drafted and voted on and approved, they get mailed out to you at that time. You're welcome.
Next case.
Case number 12845, Richard E. and Doris J. Martin seek variances from the maximum fence height requirement for a proposed fence. Sections 115.25, 115.182, 115.184, and 115.185 of the Sussex County Zoning Code. The property is located on the corner of Nautical Court and Hatteras Drive within the Pelican Point subdivision. The 911 address is 30506 Nautical Court in Millsboro. The zoning district is AR1. The tax parcel is District 234, Map 16, Parcel 1482. The applicant is seeking a 0.5-foot variance from the maximum 3.5-foot height requirement for a fence. And we have 0 letters of support, 0 letters of opposition, and 0 mail return.
The applicant come forward and be sworn in. Good evening. Mr. Sharp will swear you in.
Good evening. Can you state your name and address for the record?
I'm Richard Martin at 30506 Nautical Court, Millsboro, Delaware.
Ma'am?
Doris Martin, and the address is what he said.
All right.
We just bought it.
Congratulations. Thank you. Both swear or affirm the testimony you're about to give is the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
Yes,
I do.
Thank you.
Thank you.
You may present your case.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman and members of the board. Thanks for the opportunity to come and speak to you tonight. Again, Doris and I are brand new owners in Pelican Point Subdivision, and proud to be members in the state of Delaware. The property that we just purchased does not have a fence in the property. And we got a fence quote from a local contractor that puts together a whole package to give to our art committee. And when I spoke to the art committee, there was some question on their mind about how fences can be constructed on a side street. So with their permission, I contacted the board and got the information concerning the design of the fence. Aside from adding to the equity in the property and maximizing the use of the property, the purpose that we want to put the fence in, of course, is for the safety and security of our dog and our grandchildren that come to visit us. The regulation as we understand it on the Hatteras side, which is the long side of our property, is a 15-foot setback, where if you build within that 15-foot setback, the height requirement is 3.5 feet. Our fence is 4 feet as per our regulations in our subdivision, and that's what we had designed in the first place. I think you look at the, again, aside from the equity in the property and maximizing use of it, safety and security is the most important to us. And if you look at the last page of the property, which is an aerial of the property where I have already drawn in, pretty much it's to scale about 1:30, that shows the location of the fence. It lines up with the neighbor's fences that are already there, so it doesn't detract from the neighborhood. There's nothing in the location where if a driver is driving down Hatteras, he doesn't block the view looking onto Nautical Court, because the view is in the front. If you look across the back, all you're looking at is the houses or the common area between the fences behind us. So it didn't feel like, from the safety perspective, raising that fence 6 foot or 6 inches would hurt anything. And we're also going with an open design, which is a black aluminum fence. Instead of, we don't like the solid fence that is in a lot of places. But this aluminum design is in the neighborhood. There's quite a few fences out there that are of that design today. And that's why we're asking for that variance to maximize the height as well as conformity in the design of the fence.
For clarity, we're really asking for a 4-foot fence on all four sides. That's
right.
That's really what we're asking for. Mm-hmm.
Right.
My question would be, is it going to abut the two fences next to you there in the back and on the side?
There's a minimum of 3 feet to the property line on each side. So there's a 6-foot minimum easement between the fences on all sides.
So you'll be able to maintain it?
We have to anyway from a subdivision. They have to be able to run a 5-foot mower through there. So that design allows 6-foot access through the right-of-way, if you want to call it the mowing right-of-way.
Well, the guys that work for me will need more than a foot. Just saying.
Wow.
And they're probably on their phone or something.
How did you discover that you needed a variance?
How did I discover it?
Mm-hmm.
When I contacted the board and actually got the design, I got the rules and regulations and looked at it, and I went back to the art committee and I said, look, we can build a fence all the way to the property line based on what I learned from Sussex, but there's a height restriction, not a setback restriction of the fence, but a height restriction on that one side. But then I started looking at the applicability of that, and if you look at Hatteras and Nautical come together, I can see if a car is driving up. You don't want to block the view looking across and seeing a car coming. But
sure.
In this case, it's in the rear of the building. When you're driving down, you know, the only thing you're going to see looking through the fence is another fence or another house.
They don't allow a front yard fence. It's only off the back end of your house.
Right. That's a HOA restriction. They only allow, if you look right now on the left side, the fence comes on right before there's a little porch there, so you can't go forward to that, and then on the other side it's the actual rear corner of the property, or of the house, I mean.
Do you have plans or potentially have plans to be putting a pool in?
No. No, sir.
Okay. What difference does 6 inches make?
Aesthetically, it's a big deal to us, and right. Here's why. Everybody else has a 4-foot fence. We would be the odd man out. We just want to keep the community looking consistent.
Right.
We don't want to be the people that caused a big problem. We just want to come in and, you know,
right.
Do things quietly, do them the right way.
And the other thing, and I don't want to stress it too much, is that when I have my dog out there or my kids playing along Hatteras side and that fence is lower, it just gives an opportunity for one of them to go over the fence. And I just think that lowering it 6 inches is more of a safety issue than anything on that side, because that is a busy street.
Sure.
So the fence to the back of your property, that's 4 foot also?
Yes,
sir. The butts up to the back. And they're on, that's a corner lot?
Yes. That whole fence would be a 4-foot design.
Okay.
But your neighbor's fence is how tall?
They're all 4 feet.
4 feet.
Okay.
We've looked at other corner lots just to see what it would look like if we had to drop it down to 3.5 feet. And from what we found is that everybody is
four feet.
So, you know, I don't know if they got a variance, you know, through y'all or,
no.
I don't know.
We just want to do it right. We don't want to build something and find out that we have to tear it down. Or move it.
I appreciate that.
Yes, sir.
It's a lot of money to build a fence, so we don't want to waste it.
Okay. Dr. Carson, any questions?
Yes, sir.
Mr. Sharp?
Will your dog be able to jump over that fence if it's 3.5 feet?
A 4 foot?
If it was 3.5 feet, would the dog be able to?
That's a possibility.
Would it
with
be
a golden doodle?
Okay. How about 4 feet?
No.
Is that Okay, so that's a material difference that you see.
Right, yes, sir.
I Ms. Norwood, I got this in front of me. It's the aerial or the tax map showing variances. Because one of the things that it's a little troubling is the statement here that there's others in the neighborhood that have 4 foot tall fences that are corners. We have the Eagle thing that shows the neighboring property, the rear,
right.
And their testimony is that's 4 feet tall. From this, it does not appear that one would have had a variance. So I don't know how they got theirs. But do we know if there's others in that neighborhood that have a variance?
I'm not sure. I was looking at that specific lot. The county did issue a permit for a 4 foot tall fence, and the county has issued a certificate of compliance for that fence as well.
Yeah, my understanding is our neighbor got a COE for his fence at 4 feet.
It was permitted and CO'd in error, it looks like. On that specific one, now the rest of. I would say most of the new, they should show up if there's been variances, because that development's fairly new. And
I couldn't tell if it was this neighborhood or the one appears to be to the right there, but it looks like that's a different neighborhood, I would imagine, the one across,
Indian Mission Road. The one across Pelican Point Phase 1, we're in Phase 2.
Okay. Right. So in what I'm looking at, ma'am, this is what she was just pulling up. There appears to be no variances that have been granted, at least since 2011, for that community. And judging by the age of that community, I'm guessing that's probably all the homes that are in there. So,
granted or applied for?
Either. So this is a case of first impression in your neighborhood.
So I will say that when we switched to the new online electronic management system, it no longer puts them on that map either. That's why you'll see the applications end at 2022. So any new applications that we've had would not show up on there.
Okay. So it's for a period of time, like
2011 to 2022.
Okay.
But from looking at it, I do not recall.
I don't recall us having any in this calendar year.
I don't either, but most of them would comply. It's the corner lots probably that are.
You mentioned the HOA has a requirement. Does it require that fences all be 4 feet tall?
No, that's a max. That's the maximum. But
okay, so it's not the minimum.
It appears to be, though. I mean, when you look at the actual building of the fences in that subdivision, I have not seen any fences in my judgment looking around anywhere that are less than 4 feet.
We have a picture if you'd like to look.
Well, we've got that in our.
Yeah, they got that. Yeah. I've submitted that, but I went around and looked, they're all consistently 4 feet from what I can see. And that's why when a builder did it, he did the plans for me, and he's done 20 or 30 of them in that subdivision, and that's the fence that they.
Yeah, the interior ones, that wouldn't be an issue because they're allowed to be that tall, and even on the three sides of yours, and if your fence was 15 feet off of your corner property line,
right,
it could be 4 feet tall. It's the issue that it's within 15 feet of that corner setback area, that your property line on the corner front there, you have 15 feet. So within that 15 feet, it can only be 3.5 feet tall. But if it's further than 15 feet in, it could be 4 feet tall.
Mm-hmm.
That's the issue that we've got.
Right. But I wasn't sure I understood. I mean, I can see it again where the two streets come together from a visibility standpoint, right? Especially if you had a solid fence. You don't want to drive up and have your view blocked as you enter an intersection. But clearly in the back, if you drive a car down Hatterson, you look in there anywhere here, all you're looking at is either the house or other fences. So again, I don't think that would add to hurt any safety issue with drivers on the street or cause any issues there.
One thing I also know is it appears that they're between your property line and the road, there appears to be a sidewalk and some grass area. Is that correct?
That is correct. And
how far was this fence going to be from the edge of paving of the road?
The property line itself from
From the sidewalk.
From the sidewalk is about a foot and a half, somewhere in that neighborhood, the actual pin. I found the pins on the property. The fence would be 3 foot in from that. So it would be about anywhere from 4 to 4.5 feet from the edge of that sidewalk.
And then you've got your sidewalk, appears to be another grassy area, and then the road.
Yes.
Correct.
And I'm assuming that's an easement. That's not part of our property.
Typically, those are part of, yeah, like you said, an easement, a multimodal path or what have you. But
right.
I don't have that information. Do you, you said there's an arc. Do you, if the board were to approve this, would you still have to go to your ARC?
That's my next step.
Okay.
I would go. I told them that of the issue. I clarified it with the head of our ARC committee. I told him what he thought and what I found were different. So he said, go ahead and file your variance and then bring the results back to me, and then I'll file again and say, here's what it is, here's the ruling, this is our design, and we've met the requirements of the subdivision or the HOA. With the design that we have, we're not asking for any changes other than, you know, from their standpoint.
Okay. I have no further questions. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. May I have a seat?
Yes, sir.
Okay.
Is anyone present who would like to speak in favor of this case? Is anyone present who would like to speak in opposition to this case? Operator? Is anyone on the line that would like to speak in reference to case number 12845 for Mr. Richard and Doris Martin?
If there is anyone on the line who would like to speak in favor of or in opposition to this application, please dial 5-star. At this time, there are no pending comments.
Thank you. Anything else from the board?
Ms. Norwood, how many homes, do we know how many homes are in this development? It's, I noticed there's a reference to phases. That makes me think there's a lot to this community.
Let's see, can we bring up the Del Dot map on the...
I'm also wondering how many similarly situated lots there are as well.
To give us a number.
So that note says 164 building permits have
mm-hmm.
been issued.
For
that one phase?
Yeah. But there's multiple phases. Because this is 4 and 5. Their mapping has it broken down into three sections.
Let me try to look for the recorded plot. Hang on.
would appear there's seven phases, if I'm reading that plat right, Ms. Robles.
Could be, but that one's hard to navigate, because the way they do the phasing numbers, it's confusing, I think.
Understood.
Trying to find it. I think
safe
I
to say, though, we've got hundreds of homes potentially
within
between all the phases.
Oh, yes. And in their little corner of their world, the one customer behind them, like I said, there was a permit issued and CO'd by the county for the 4-foot high fence. On the opposite side, I didn't see permits for fences for those property owners, just to give you like what might be going on. In the middle, they're going to comply, those middle lots.
Yeah, I think the question would kind of be how many similarly situated lots we've got in there that mm-hmm. are corners that either have fences of 4 feet tall or may in the future seek those
right.
type fences.
Anything else from the board? At this time, I'll close the public hearing for case number 12845 for Mr. Richard and Doris Martin and entertain a motion.
Did we check online?
Yes.
We did?
Okay.
Mr. Chair, I move that we approve case number 12845 for Richard E. and Doris J. Martin for the requested variances. I don't believe that approving the variance will substantially alter the character of the neighborhood and represents the minimum variance necessary to afford relief.
Second.
A motion and a second. Mr. Werfel.
Aye for the reason stated.
Mr. Hastings.
Aye for the reason stated.
Dr. Carson.
Aye for my reasons.
And I too. So they vote of 4-0. Your case is approved.
So what will happen, sir, as I noted before, the board, we vote on our opinions at a later date. After the written opinions are approved, that's the final decision of the board, and it will be mailed to you, and you'll have the board's final decision. They could then go to your ARC.
Okay. Thank you.
And that, it's usually about 6 to 8 weeks. We usually run about a 2-month time. So if you notice tonight, we voted on the ones for May.
I'd also like to say, I guess I'm chairman for another year.
Yeah.
I didn't expect that. Thought I was going to be one and done, but thank you, I guess.
Congratulations.
Congratulations. With that, I'll entertain a motion for adjournment.
Move.
Second.